This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue our study of marriages for those who love God and one another, and especially now on the topic of why so many marriages fail. And I've been talking, got into the point just briefly last time, about the fact that sometimes conflict arises because the wife wants to be the leader in the home. She wants to be the boss, not to let her husband be the head of the house as the Bible teaches. And you know, sometimes the husband doesn't intend to let her be the boss, and so for a time there's a conflict. And I've seen some homes where that battle was going on for years and years. Then sometimes the husband might surrender and give up the battle. In other words, he lets his wife become the head of the home, in utter contrast and contradiction to what the Bible teaches. But friends, let me warn you that when he does, both he and his wife, as well as the children, will be tragic losers. No woman ever wanted, truly wanted, a henpecked husband after she got him. She can't respect him for having done that, and neither can she really love him. Then she cannot be really loved by her husband. In setting up this kind of atmosphere, the children are robbed of a father who is a real man, and so they, as well as the husband and wife, suffer. The husband cannot any longer respect himself, and neither can anyone else. Husbands and wives, won't you listen to what the Bible says on this point? When the Bible teaches that the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, it is not saying that the husband is superior to the wife. This is simply God's scheme of things. The husband is to rule over the wife, and the wife is to submit herself to her husband. Read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 32, and see for yourself. However, when you read, note that the husband is to rule over the wife while recognizing his own subjection to Christ. The husband rules over the wife, then, in the way Christ wants him to, not in the way that he himself might want to if he were a selfish and domineering person. This is a wonderful safeguard to the wife. In thinking of conflicts in marriage, we think of winners of these conflicts. But actually, in marriage, there's no such thing as an individual victory. That is, there's no such thing as either the wife or the husband winning a victory over the other. When the husband loses, the wife also loses. Their lives are so closely intertwined that this simply must be the case. For instance, if a wife should gain the leadership in a home, if she should become the boss, as it were, then she has lost. She has lost her husband as a leader, which she ought to have, which God intends for her to have, even though she has won that battle for leadership. For she can never really know herself as she could have with her husband in leadership. A woman in the role of leader in the home is much like a dog trying to walk on his hind legs. God doesn't design a dog to walk in that fashion, and so it looks very awkward when he does so. In the same way, God does not design a woman to be the leader in the family, and when she does, she looks mighty awkward in doing it. If any of you ladies have gained the throne in your family, abdicate that throne immediately. Everybody will be better off if you will. In the same way, if the husband, by extreme arrogance and selfishness, gains from the wife mere acquiescence instead of loving submission, then all are losers. No wife would be afraid, surely, to acquiesce and submit herself to a husband who loves her as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. But we turn again now to another reason why marriages fail, and that is because of financial problems. The young groom does not make as much money as his bride thought he would, so she cannot buy all the things perhaps she has been used to buying while she was at home with her parents. Perhaps her parents make a lot of money and she's been able to buy about whatever she liked. But now she's married, her husband doesn't make much money, and she cannot buy what she always thought she would buy when she at last got married. Many young couples overspend themselves. They spend beyond their income. And when the time comes to pay the bills, there isn't enough money to do it. Their nerves are set on edge, their tempers become frayed, and they're at one another's throat. Unless the two are at least somewhat mature, a real battle may result, and this has caused the breakup of many marriages. But our time is gone for today. Be sure to be back tomorrow when we continue our study, Marriage is for those who love God and one another.